Last week, when I was in Cable, Wisconsin, a gentleman told me a most interesting story about someone who loved birds, especially crows, very much. When the person died, a group of crows gathered in a tree and remained quietly during the entire funeral service. He saw this himself and found it incredibly moving and significant. I came home to a letter from a friend of mine in Washington, D.C. She sent me a clipping from the Washington Post from July 14th. A veterinarian named Michael W. Fox does a question-answer column for them, and the first letter fascinated my friend. It was from a J.K. in Bethesda and read, "Dear Dr. Fox, I read with great interest your column about birds and your request for stories that involve the appearance of birds during an emotional or sensitive time. I had an unusual bird event the day that my mother died. My mother had stopped talking and was in a sleeping state. I was alone with her in her second floor bedroom. The room was very quiet until I heard a chirp at the window. This by itself was unusual. I walked to the window and saw the most amazing sight. The tree outside was filled with birds, and not just a flock of one kind. There were cardinals, robins, crows, chickadees, goldfinches, purple finches, mourning doves, sparrows, and one tufted titmouse. Our minister came to deliver last rites that afternoon. I told her what had happened, and she said she'd heard of such a gathering before. Nature knows when something extraordinary is happening, and these birds were gathering for the event." The Washington Post letter goes on, "The arrival of these birds continues to amaze me and has given me hope that there really is a spiritual world beyond the living. I ponder this nature mystery and hope that sharing this will give hope to others." The Washington Post's Dr. Fox answered, "Readers might remember my account of an event almost identical to what you describe that occurred around the time of my mother's death, thousands of miles away. Skeptics speak of mere coincidence, but we should not lose our sense of awe and wonder. In the metaphysics of such coincidental events might be deeper truths that mortals do not yet fully comprehend." Dr. Fox continues, "Those whose hearts and minds are open to nature are surely more receptive to such messages or unusual animal phenomena, especially during the passing of a loved one, than are those who are not mindful of possible spiritual connection between humans and fellow creatures." Over the years, many people have told me similar stories, and I have some of my own. Tomorrow, I'll talk about the ways birds have touched my own life at some of the most profound moments of loss and what I think it all means. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.